RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Getting a bunch of emotional messages this morning, man.
What happens, man?
Goodness gracious.
It's my guy's birthday, man. Come on, man. Leo, stand up, man.
Leo,
I got love for y'all.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. I mean, you act like you hate us for an entire month.
He did come out here July 23rd. He's like, yeah, everything post the 22nd kind of sucks.
Well,
not even denying it right now.
Sunday, but
well,
Sunday's still a day.
Well, here's the thing, though. It appears to be Monday. We dropped the kids off at school today. I think today's Monday. Sunday's over, pal. Yeah, August, definitely different vibes than it used to be. But
the good thing is...
Feel special.
The good thing is, as adults, it don't really matter the same. Like, we work every day.
Right.
So, yeah, ain't no summer break for us. Summer ain't over for us. No. Actually, pull back the curtain. We look forward to the end of summer. Show's a lot easier.
Yeah. There's in about a month, there's going to be very little talk about the greatest WWE tag teams of all time or how I've changed my opinion on Bret Hart. That stuff just kind of has to go. And like, it's tough. Like, these guys know my nephew's coming in to shadow us tomorrow and Friday. And I'm going to have to explain to him because I'm going to make him work. And I was like, I'm going to teach you how to plan a show. Like, you want to do this, you have to learn how to do the grimy parts of this. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is work, and it's difficult. And sometimes you know, we'll say something. We try to make... I'm building out an entire thread tomorrow for our show based on something my barber said to me this morning about his son losing in these soccer tournaments. He was like, man, it was tough. Like, they lost, like, four or five big soccer tournaments in a row. Like, they were number two. And finally, they won one. Mm. And I immediately started thinking about the burden of being number two.
Mm.
And I started thinking about the Knicks. And I started thinking about, you know, the teams that lose right before, you know, getting to the finals, or the team that 49ers. Lose in the finals. I'm thinking about the 49ers, the Timberwolves, and, you know, thinking about the Pacers and like, the burden of
Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Bruh. And during the summer, like, you catch things like that, and you're like, how can we make this? How can we turn this into something? When September and October gets here, it's like, yeah, there's like room for that. But the 49ers played, the Raiders are about to play, and the Kings played.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your pillars, and you build everything around that. And if you have this random thought on Jey Uso, it's probably going to have to wait.
How old was Akeem when he went on Arsenio Hall?
We're not going to be. How old was Akeem on Arsenio Hall, and why did Hakeem punch Mitch Kupchak? Those are probably not things.
I'm pretty sure I did a timestamp yesterday for YouTube. Why was Akeem Olajuwon punching people?
Yeah, so that's perfect. This is August 12th. It's exactly. Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. And then that you know, that actually ties in to this. Jesse just wrote something in the rundown in like our note taking sheet that made me think, like, man, like he's onto something with this question. Because we've talked about how do the Kings establish, like, knowing, you know, having all of these rumors around Malik, mm-hmm. you know, far quieter noise around the likes of DeMar and Keon and Keegan, but Keon and Keegan dealing with their own, you know, contract situations.
Yeah.
Domas kind of wondering where his head is at. Doug Christie taking the reins for the first time as the full-time non-interim head coach. Scott Perry, a first-time general manager. You wonder how much change is going to come to this franchise. And we asked the question, like, can they put noise aside? Because that was a big detriment, at least we're of the belief. That was a big detriment as to what happened to them last season. Mm-hmm. Can they put noise aside, come together, and accentuate their talents on the basketball floor? Because we are all of the belief, no matter your opinion on this team, like the collective, individually, there's talented guys on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Can they put it all together and find a way to make it work on the floor? But Jesse asked the question, okay, let's say that they do. How much is it going to take for them to break? And sometimes we talk about teams being soft. Sometimes we talk about teams needing a dog. Sometimes we talk about things like that. Will this team, if they start out 8-3, and then they hit a rough patch, and wind up at, say, 9-9 or 10-10.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to pull themselves together and stay together 20 games into the season after hitting a rough patch? Like, there's multiple layers there. You give professional athletes the benefit of the doubt. They're going to come out there. They're going to play hard. They're going to play well. They're going to play together.
Yeah.
Great. How quickly can they break, though? And that, I think, is a perfectly fair question, because winning, you can be comfortable in your role.
Yeah.
Losing, well, this I've dimmed my light, and we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
F that, I'm gonna turn my light back up.
Yeah,
and but now all of a sudden you're not on the same page anymore.
Well, I think also too is just kind of there's no real beyond a year or two. There's no real light at the end of the tunnel for these guys. I feel like it's like a common goal, you know, beyond just what's in the just immediate future for them right now. So you figure like. I don't know. Just, I feel like the dynamics, things can break a little bit easier, possibly.
Yeah, I think it's fragile. You know, I think it is very fragile with a group like this. I do believe that everybody will start the season, much like a lot of teams in the NBA and in sports. They're going to start the season with the goal of let's win. Let's do this. Let's come together. Let's go out here. And try to have a good season, try to be, why not us, stuff like that. I think that's always how things start off. Energy will be great. But to your guys' point, how much would it take for them to start splintering off? And I think with this particular group, I think it's very fragile. I think it's possible that if things don't go right consistently early, they could splinter off real quick. Real quick, and really, when I look at something like that, the two guys that I'm really looking at, and this may be unfair, but it's just the questions that I have is LaVine and Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
LaVine, not that he is like a bad vibes type guy. I just get the feeling that he'll kind of what's the word I'm looking, he'll start to kind of wither away a little bit. He won't be bad, he won't do things detrimental, but my biggest thing with him is being locked in and his level of aggression and all this other stuff. And if it's not going good or if he's not feeling it, I could see him kind of just going through the motions throughout the season. Going through the motions for him is still averaging like 20 points per game, but it's not the same is like complete buy-in, it feels like, for him. It feels like he's got another level that he can reach that we don't always see if he's not completely bought in. So, or if things are going wrong, or if he's just trying to play out the string and I'm here so I don't get fined and do stuff like that. Like, he's not going to be a problem, like cause issues, but he's going to have this demeanor potentially of, I'm here, I'm just here doing my job or whatever. You know, like the difference between I'm ready to sacrifice. Like, I'm locked into what we're doing. I feel like that might be something that you got to watch out for him. And then Sabonis, I think a lot of the times for him, I believe it becomes frustration that turns into pouting, which turns into just not being a guy that galvanizes people. And these are all feelings. I'm not in the locker room. I could be completely wrong with these guys, but I just kind of look at how they move and their energy and their demeanor. Mm-hmm. And I worry about that. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I do worry about that.
Yeah, it's understandable. I think when you look at guys, and it's why I always go back to DeMar, I am not concerned about DeMar. I don't, no matter the situation, I think DeMar had moments early last season where he was really pissed at Mike. And I think those moments, if you go back and look, are probably pretty obvious to find. I'm not trying to stall DeMar or my argument out, but those moments aren't unique to him. Mm-hmm. You can go find LeBron James standing in a corner if you want to when he's pissed at Kyrie Irving. You can go find Kobe Bryant not taking a shot for quarters at a time because he's annoyed with his coach and his team. Mm-hmm. It's not exclusive. And again, not trying to stall him out, but when I look at like the totality of this, I'm perfectly comfortable with DeMar. Zach, I just don't feel like I know.
That's probably more.
I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But everyone else I have questions about. Hmm. We'll talk further about this if you want to weigh in on this conversation. When times get tough next year, or if they start tough, will this Sacramento Kings team be able to stay together? 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone lines. We're going to dive into some other NBA questions as far as training camp goes. We're going to talk some football as well, 49ers and Raiders. We're thrilled that you're here with us. CeeLo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, man.
Hey, put a different game on there.
All right, did you see this throw just now?
Look, I didn't turn it on.
I didn't turn it on.
Hey, this ain't on me.
Oh, yeah. It's on Bob Melvin and the Giants.
Bob Melvin, Mike. Look at this story. Look, Jesse, look. They're about to show the replay. Come on, man. It's a blooper, man. It's a blooper. And that's my boy.
Oh, and come he bare hands it off the wall. Come on, Ramos. That's the
play the music, Kenny. Shaq would say. Oh, man. Giants getting blasted right now. 6-0.
Pitcher top walking off the mound.
6-0.
Yeah, top of the second.
The game started 35 minutes ago.
Bro, the Padres just scored all these runs in like the span of 5 minutes.
Right, it's nasty. Bob Melvin.
Well, that's what happened.
Does he make it through the season?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty bad. But like, what are you going to fire him now for? Like, it's not going to get better.
I agree.
We've established it doesn't matter.
Well, that is when the season went downhill. That Rockies game. That was it.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I caught one inning of the game a couple nights ago. You already know what inning it was. Like, now, in our, like, we had just gotten home. So I flipped on the TV, the YouTube suggestion. Oh, Giants, turn it on. 1-1.
If I give you my MLB TV account, will you watch Yankees games?
Yes. I will do that for you.
Let's talk.
All right.
If they don't, they may not need it.
Yeah, I might not need you to watch them.
Yeah.
Now, how about this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
What if you have a Paramount Plus subscription? What could you watch on there?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kenny. Because Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I was telling Kenny before the show, there's always a moment during the season where I just somehow always need Paramount Plus. I don't know what it's for, but I always just somehow end up needing it.
Paramount Plus, is that UFC?
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. Okay. Paramount Plus, that used to be Showtime?
Showtime.
Yeah.
It's Paramount, CBS. CBS was Showtime.
But I think if you had like the old Showtime account, it became the Paramount Plus account. Because I remember finding out something I wanted to watch. It's like Paramount Plus. And I like clicked it. I was like, well, maybe I can get it like a trial. It's like, wait, I have it. Yeah. And then I got mad. I was like, how the hell? Like, what did they just subscribe me because? And then I realized, like, oh, it moved over. Okay.
Yeah, they've been dead to me, Showtime, since boxing has been gone. They just
understandable.
Not that I'm mad.
I don't even know why I had it, to be honest with you. But
not that I'm mad at them. They just they ain't got it like that. But it's all good.
We asked before, we were talking about a scenario where, you know, the Sacramento Kings kind of get into this season, and how long would it take for them to break? How difficult would it be to break them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have landed on this. I think most people agree the individuals, I think, not everyone agrees. I think a lot of people agree the individuals on this team are talented. I think a lot of people are of the belief, understandably, that the collective doesn't work as a basketball team today. You need to take a piece here and turn it into a piece that works on a different part of the floor. Scott Perry has done that to the best of his ability so far, probably hasn't done it to a lot of Kings fans' satisfaction, and I currently understand that. I'm of the belief that this team is going to play well to start the season. I am. But Jesse asked a very fair question, and it's like, well, what happens when they don't? And do they break? Do they splinter? Do egos start taking control? Do, you know, frustrations about roles start emerging? And I told you, I do not have any fear with DeMar DeRozan leading this team. Your leader doesn't have to be your best player. Your leader doesn't have to be one of them ones that we always talk about.
Right.
But DeMar is a pro's pro. He's a future Hall of Famer. He has one of the best reputations in the league. He is going to play hard every single night. I think the same is true for Keon Ellis. I think the same is true for a guy like Keegan Murray as well. Mm-hmm. I think those guys are going to play hard every single night. Zach LaVine, I just don't know about. And it's not, that's not shady. That's not questioning it. I don't know about that Zach LaVine. No, what I'm saying is I don't know.
Right.
Like, I do not know how.
Have a feel for him.
I don't know how he's going to respond in a situation like this. I felt for him last year because, you know, of the situation he was in with the trade, you know, and things that were going on in his personal life, which were well documented, the pregnancy, and then maybe some things that weren't as well documented that we learned about later, and all that he was kind of going through in that stretch. It's like, man, this is all I really just felt for Zach in that moment. Like, this has just got to be such a brutal situation as a man, as a husband, as a father. This has just got to be difficult. But I never questioned whether he was playing hard. You know what I mean? Like, I wondered if he was playing well, but not if he was trying, not if he was, like, engaged. Like, I didn't wonder that. And to continue the summer of hate, I don't know what to expect from Domantas Sabonis.
Domas is, like I'll add in Mark, too, but, like, Domas is still here. I don't want to say leftover because it's a harsh word, but just leftover from a failed regime.
Yeah. Like,
it was supposed to be him and Fox, and now we're moving on to this new group. Malik Monk has had his name in trade rumors and all that. Now he's just kind of lingering around still.
We like talking about Keegan and Neek and Keon and all of these guys who we think can rise up. It's going to be really difficult looking this man in the face this coming season. I need him to show me something.
Well, he was...
Like, he's the one that I want to see. Hey, dog, what do you have?
He was supposed to be franchised, and then now it's like, are you number three on this team right now?
Right.
Yeah.
Just asking questions.
Man. Nah, and I think it's a fair question.
And these are the things.
James is throwing something across.
James Ham here at 3 o'clock, by the way.
James just threw a bottle across
James
his bar right
Hal
now.
Hal McCray Jam right now. But
James turned over a chair.
But here's the deal, and this is the way I think all of us look at it. No disrespect to these guys at all, but are we having discussions and saying Keon Ellis needs to step his game up? Are we having discussions saying Keegan Murray needs to rise to the occasion? Are we sitting up here saying...
Well, I want to see Keegan rise to the occasion, but I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't even think... We're not even looking at Zach LaVine and saying, Zach LaVine, step your game up and step your leadership abilities up.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Domantas Sabonis because he's supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
If he wants to blend in, and I'm not saying this, he's worried about this. I'm mostly talking
Stop
to people
trying
who,
to fit out. And, oh, never mind. Go ahead.
I'm mostly talking about the people who are like, oh, you guys are turning on Domas. Yeah. Look, if he wants to say, I don't want this responsibility, and just blend in and not be a leader, he can do that. That's fine. But I'm also not going to look at him as a franchise guy.
I mean,
I won't personally, because that's not my franchise guy. A lot of the times is all encompassing. He is the leader or one of the leaders. He is a guy that looks to lift and elevate his teammates. He is a guy that looks to lift and elevate his own game in certain situations. And if Domas doesn't want to do that or anything else like that, that's understandable too. We'll be in search of that type of guy.
I'll go back to what we talked about. I think it was yesterday with the insiders or sometime earlier this week during the handoff. And it's the last thing you saw isn't as good or as bad as you remember. In our case, it's bad. Mm-hmm. That play-in game was bad. And it was arguably, from multiple different perspectives, Domas's worst. And it, as Bonte Hill would say, it lives rent-free. Mm. It's just there. Every single time, we talk about Domantas Sabonis. The image that runs through my head is him throwing his hands up. And in the context of that game, he wasn't throwing his hands up because he was frustrated with an official. He was throwing his hands up because he was frustrated with his basketball team. And I don't know who you are getting through to when you throw your hands up.
Yeah.
I get frustrated with you too all the time. it's taken me a long time to learn throwing my hands up isn't going to get through to anybody. Domas, you can't, from one person to another who has made this mistake, throwing your hands up is not getting through to your teammates. That body language is not going to work if you're supposed to be the guy. And we can pick apart his game, and we could pick apart the things that he did wrong in that moment. We could pick apart the things that he did wrong in that playing game. We could pick apart the things that he did wrong all off season. First and foremost, bro, I need you to correct that.
100%.
DeMar doesn't do that. And that's why I say, and a lot of it is his reputation too. Mm-hmm. But that part of it, I do not fear DeMar being locked in when this season starts. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see Domas correct some things and emerge to that level of respect and leadership ability that, again, this isn't the De'Aaron thing. Well, I'm not going to be a yeller. Nobody's asking you to yell. Mm-hmm. Yelling doesn't mean you're leading. Leading is getting your team to follow you.
Right.
Bro, I'm not following you when you're acting like that.
Right.
And that's what I need to, that's as much as passing out of double teams, getting more aggressive with the shot. I need him to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one of those things that we've talked about a number of different times while we've had this show. And you bring it up with Domas, and you talked about the story with Ty Lue and LeBron the other day. Somebody, hey, Domas, Doug Christie, somebody needs to tell him. Domas, you got to stop that. Stop that. You cannot do that. That throwing up the hands and all this looking to the sky when somebody drops your pass, that can't happen, mm-hmm. bro. You got to stop that. And he's got to recognize that. And he's also got to recognize, hey, I got to step my game up. It may not be fair. Like, if I'm Domas, I didn't put myself in this situation. I didn't make Monty McNair not give me a point guard or, you know, force us to change the offense and all. No, it's not fair. It's not anything mm-hmm. that you created, but this is what you're in right now. And you've got to look at the situation like where the first thing you need to do, the first thing you need to do and focus on is what can I do to better this situation for myself and my teammates. And I think a lot of people do this, and it's frustrating. They just didn't give me, a point guard, or they didn't run this offense around me, and they.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What can I do to be better? What can I do to make this team better? That's how Domas needs to move. Once again, he may be doing that. I don't know. I haven't talked to Domas. I don't know that. He could have.
He wasn't in the suite with you the other night?
No.
Your suite? You didn't invite him?
It wasn't my suite.
Okay. You looked awfully comfortable.
Guests, they did a good job of making me feel comfortable. Well, big ups nice. To them. Shout nice. Out to my guy Mike. Shout out to my guy Andy.
Oh.
But Domas may have the mentality that we talked about the other day
mm-hmm.
of, yeah, I don't really care what D'Lo and Casey are talking about because whatever they're saying, I've already gone over my head 10, 12 times already.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So he may be like, man, I ain't tripping about them because they can't be more critical of myself, more critical of me than I am of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that is his mentality. But that's kind of what we're talking about here. You have to, as the leader, as the guy, you have to look at what can I do first and foremost. Where can I be better? And I hope he's taking that approach.
I hope so too. I think this basketball team will be in a far better approach. Now we're not, please don't like misunderstand this conversation we're having. Like, we're not naive to think that if everyone just goes into training camp in a good mood, that this is a 50-win basketball team. I think there are little things that you have to fix along the way. And I can't remember Scott Perry's line, but it's something like volunteers and not hostages. Mm-hmm. So it's something like that, meaning, yo, we want you here. We want you to work. We want you towards a common cause. We don't want you to feel like you're stuck here or you're held hostage because of the contract you're under.
Right.
If you don't want to be here, let's try to work that out. Now, I don't know what the result of those conversations were. I have no clue. I do feel like there was not to Scott Perry's doing, not even to DeMar's doing, more to everyone's opinion, that there was this idea that DeMar was gone. There was a joke the second, you know, when the season ended. So DeMar's just gone. Like, we talk about DeMar DeRozan back in April and May. We talked about DeMar DeRozan like he no longer wore a Sacramento Kings jersey. Mm-hmm. Then Scott Perry got here. Scott Perry talked for a little bit, and all of a sudden that conversation seemed to change. Again, there was no noise about, other than the fan base and media people, you know, just talking about the fit. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it doesn't work, so it makes sense that we're going to move on from him. There was no, oh, this report said, his agent said this, this was that. Like, there was none of that.
Right.
But what we did hear was, I think Scott likes DeMar. Huh. And then, like, a couple of days go by, and it's like, hey, I get the feeling DeMar's going to be here. And so while there was no noise on DeMar's not here front, mm-hmm. there started to be a little bit of sound about DeMar actually being here, which leads me to believe whatever conversation those two had, Scott Perry was very happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is all an assumption on my part. This is us putting multiple pieces of a puzzle together and trying to figure out the picture. And to me, again, naive, that feels like a good thing to me.
I think so too. I think so too.
And we're I know, Kenny and I, we're alone on this island. We were alone most of last year. We're just a plane crash and lost. But it's just us, just me and Kenny, and that's it. Trying to find the others.
The thing that I think makes us feel like it's a good thing is the level of trust we have in Scott Perry. I won't speak for you. Level of trust I have in Scott Perry. If Scott is assessing this situation and he looks at DeMar DeRozan and was able to convince DeMar DeRozan, and I'll even throw Doug Christie in there as well, Scott and Doug Christie, I trust both of those guys in the way they approach team building, the way they approach the game of basketball. If they had a conversation with DeMar DeRozan and one felt like he would be good for the plans that they have for this franchise, and number two, we're able to convince DeMar that this, they have a plan. It's good that he at least considers being a part of it and let him go out and think about what he wants to do. I trust that process with those individuals. And we have fun with it. I'm not trying to kick his back in, but like, I wouldn't have the same type of trust if Monty came to this conclusion.
For sure.
You know, I'd be like, that doesn't mean he'd be wrong. It's just like, I don't know about your decision making or how you look at team building. Scott Perry, I do.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm right. That doesn't mean he's right or anything like that. But I've chosen, I think we've chosen, hey, I'm going to give this guy an opportunity. I trust his basketball acumen. And
he's a winning basketball player. Mm-hmm. He might not have won on the level in which you personally prefer, but DeMar is a winner.
Yes.
And it's like you have a lot more, I don't know if evidence is the right word, to criticize Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. And I think a winning basketball player is kind of a silly term. You know, people will make the argument that Trae Young isn't a winning basketball player. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, because if he's not, neither is De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. Neither is DeMarcus Cousins. We throw that term around when the team doesn't win, but I don't hear those types of things about De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
I don't think I've really heard that about DeMarcus Cousins. What I've heard is DeMarcus Cousins doesn't win, but I didn't really hear him being classified as a non-winning bat. Like, he's not a winning basketball player.
Right.
Like, we just like to pick and choose when we don't like a particular player's game. And you have a kid, a young man like Trae Young, who's averaging, you know, 28 and 12, and you go, well, what? Why don't you like Trae Young? Pfft, he's not a winner. I don't know. Atlanta was ass, and they have one of the worst front offices in the league. But maybe that had something to do with it. But I'm not labeling that to DeMar. I'm not giving DeMar DeRozan that label. I don't like that label on any player because, truthfully, I don't understand it. I don't know when you use it, but it's usually, oh, Zach LaVine puts up stats, but he doesn't win. All right, I guess that's all his fault. I don't know.
I agree with you. And we always talk about like circumstances being so important to a player in any sporting situation, like the organization you go to, or injuries, or the roster, and all this other stuff. I don't know how one player can get labeled as not a winning player with so many different variables that go on. DeMar DeRozan has won in this league, won games, been on a winning team. Did they win a championship? No, but that is not what we're now classifying as a winning player, as a championship, because then you got to call a bunch of people not winning players in that respect. Same thing with like a Zach LaVine and anybody, just anybody when you talk about that. When you say he's not a winning player, point to a team that these people have been on that should have been good, but they weren't good because this player was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a little bit more nuanced than people want to do, like the work for. I do understand.
Yeah, it's too difficult. It's easy to just repeat what Kendrick Perkins said on ESPN.
Simple as that. I do think there are players that like are bad for a locker room or bad for chemistry of a team just by their demeanor, their attitude, and all this other stuff. So those things exist, and those players exist. But I wouldn't look at a player that didn't make the playoffs the last 3 years and be like, well, he's not a winning player. Well, that's just not fair without going into the context of the situation. And DeMar, I don't think he fits that case at all. Like you can maybe convince me on Zach LaVine just because he doesn't have a lot of playoff experience and all this other stuff, but not DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
Not him. And like you said, if you want to use, we did this when the trade happened. De'Aaron Fox's resume looks very similar to Zach LaVine's.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
From their production to games played and missed to playoff appearances, all-star appearances, all this other stuff. But one is looked at, I don't even know if they call him a winner, but they don't look at him as a problem. The other one is a guy that you can't win with. I choose to look at both of them and be like, hey, these are two good ball players. Maybe they get in the right situation and things can change.
De'Aaron is a winning basketball player. And we're going to, maybe if people didn't believe that before, we're going to learn that now. Like, circumstances matter. Let me ask a question, because we're talking about DeMar a lot because of the, you know, he's in my mind at least, he's a very high level player. He's obviously very, very well respected, but he's a very high level player. Not you, because I don't feel like I have to ask you this question. So I'm going to ask everybody else. Do you consider Dennis Schroeder a winning basketball player?
I wouldn't say. You looking for an answer now or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Dennis Schroeder has played in 74 playoff games.
I wouldn't call.
Dennis Schroeder is absolutely a winning basketball player.
I'll go a step further, and people may or may not like this or think that it factors in.
They're not going to like anything we say that's even remotely positive.
He's the engine for what's been going on the last 8 years in Germany. Germany's basketball team.
Oh, sure.
He's the end. He's Franz, the Wagners, they're doing a great job too. But Schroeder is the one.
I won't fight you on that, but as far as like, I wouldn't consider him a losing basketball player either. It's just, to me, it's like Dennis Schroeder's, this is going to sound harsh, but like he's like just a guy, I guess. Like he contributes and all that, but I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, Dennis Schroeder like contributes to winning. He has that impact. Like he's a very good basketball player, but I don't know. I wouldn't put that label on him though.
See, I think he does though. I think he's not the best player. He's not necessarily the reason why, but the things he brings to the table, the grittiness of his game, his skill level, I think bringing that into a locker room and bringing that out on the floor, I think affects winning.
Well, it depends who would like Dennis, because like in a spot with LA, where the Lakers, like that worked. But as I saw him in Boston, that didn't work. So it's all, like a lot of it depends on what you surround him with. Where it's like, I can't call him a
Golden State either.
Yeah, like it depends. I can't label him a winning best player. There's a lot of circumstances around him, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, that's the point, though. Like, circumstances are involved everywhere. Golden State hasn't worked for too many people outside those guys that have won rings. If you've come in after the fact, it hasn't necessarily been great, which is why I think they're such a fascinating team this year, because Jimmy was. Mm-hmm. Like, no question about it. Jimmy was great the second he walked in the door for the Golden State Warriors. But the question I asked all offseason, was that adrenaline or was that real? And that is a story that I am very, very anxious to watch play out this season. Not of hate, but of admiration. Like, I like Jimmy Butler. I love Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see if what happened at the second part of last season translates into a full, really productive, dangerous season from the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. Because so far, that hasn't really happened with, weird term, outsiders, especially of that caliber. Mm-hmm. Circumstances matter. Fit matters. We'll come back. I don't think we solved anything. Neil, truth be told, I don't even know what winning means for the Kings. Would we feel good about the Kings if they're 20-10? Mm-hmm. Would we feel good about them if they're 15-15? Like, I don't know what we're looking for this season.
Well, it kind of goes into the question that I also wanted to pose when you talk about a winning player.
You want to ask it after the break?
Well, yeah.
You're listening to KIFM West Sacramento. Give me a point.
Wait a minute.
That's with another negative.
It's Tito and Casey on ESPN 13.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
20.
Like, no, last year, I was like, hey, boss, you think I could maybe go to the Kings game? The sports person here is like, oh, yeah, done for the rest of the season.
Well, we don't even
it's
know.
January.
Did they re-up?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
They need to. Like, that needs to happen.
I'd like to go more than once, too.
Absolutely needs to happen.
I don't know how any of this is working.
Well, yeah, it's the thing. Because
they brought up a suite.
Back then? Or this recently.
This group. Yeah, this group. Brought up a suite. And I'll tell you this. You can get it. I got questions. I got a lot of goddamn questions.
It's the wrong time to announce that.
Let's actually talk this through right now.
So we got a suite at the Golden One Center for 41 Kings games, huh? Let's talk about this. Tell me more about how you got to get Kevin's contract done. Now, let's talk about this.
Hey, it all needs to happen. Look, Lotus Prime,
does Dame even have a contract yet? Nope.
Yeah, I'm not here asking about. Now that's my fault.
Yeah.
It all needs to happen. They need to make that happen.
I'm out here working pro bono.
Yeah, Dame, we just couldn't do it. The suite was right here. What do you want us to do?
We had a choice. It was either Kevin and D'Lo or Kevin and the suite.
Damn.
D'Lo, the suite benefits everybody.
Well, not Damian, because he's not going to be here to
Hey, if we get the suite, we're not seeing those tickets, by the way.
Watch me walk
in there. It's going to be a thing. I'm walking in there.
Hey, we got chicken tenders in there.
Can't even do Odyssey at the ballpark.
Oh, man. They're going to find a game that's on at like 12:30 and, hey, guys, we're going.
Oh,
the whole company's going to the game.
That reminds me. I know we're still talking to Kings. Can I say something about the schedule that I noticed real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
So you talk about, by the way, too. Huh? So we got the prime games out there, too, now.
So we got the prime games out there. We got some of the cup games. And they got games on each end of the spectrum. They have a Lakers-Clippers game that's a doubleheader. It's on NBC, I believe. I believe it's on NBC, Tuesday. An 8 p.m. start, 8 p.m. West Coast start. I know, like, usually L.A., they do 7:30s.
Yeah.
But, nah, they said y'all starting at 8. 11
that's
o'clock.
That's on Amazon?
That's on NBC.
NBC.
Not even a Peacock game, I don't think. That's a legit NBC game. And then
you got like a premium Peacock.
Wow.
How's
that's like year one, D'Lo and KC, too.
It shouldn't even be on there. Shouldn't be on there. Context. Like the A's attendance. Context.
You got like a premium Peacock.
So yeah, there it is. On November 25th, Tuesday, Clippers. Lakers at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And then Wednesday, November 26th, this might actually be the day before Thanksgiving, but still, Pistons, Celtics, ESPN, 2 o'clock Pacific time.
It is the day before Thanksgiving.
Still.
No.
2 o'clock Pacific time is something we don't normally see.
That's facts. That's true.
So I wonder if there's going to be more schedule quirks, or is this just...
Watch along with D'Lo and KC, I guess.
Yeah. They're doing that like they're in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point, the reason why I thought about it is maybe there will be the Odyssey having a suite at the Kings games and a day at the NBA game at 2 p.m.
I'm not going to lie. If they go to a Kings game without us, that's going to be pretty upsetting. Like, we joke about the room. Like, you're really going to go to a Kings game without us?
Can I be honest? I don't think they would even think about us.
They wouldn't. It's not a hate. It's just 6 years.
Yeah.
It's different regimes. It's fine.
Oh, man. They would have
do have a slight bit of gratification that we outlasted all of the people who have pissed us off.
Yes.
Never advocate for people losing their jobs.
Never that.
But
just want people to do their jobs better.
That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it.
But yeah, they'll be knighted Golden One. We won't get invited. We'll see them there. Hey, D'Lo and KC, what's going on, guys?
Joe Brazil. Old Charlie.
Hey, guys, we'll go next time.
Yeah. Joe. No, it's okay, guys. It's fine.
One day.
Casey mentioned the cup games that were announced. Of course, the NBA Cup will be played October 31st through November 28th. The Sacramento Kings will host the Oklahoma City Thunder on a Friday night for the first cup game on their schedule. The following Friday, they'll be in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Wednesday, 12 days after that game, by the way, Wednesday, they'll take on the Phoenix Suns. That is the day before Thanksgiving, but that is a normal timed game. That's at 7 o'clock. And then a couple of days later, the day after Thanksgiving, by the way, that Wednesday game is at the Golden 1 Center, if I didn't mention that. And then a couple of days later, that Friday, they'll close out their NBA Cup play at 7:30.
Against the Blazers?
Against the Utah Jazz.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, they've got Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Phoenix, and the Utah Jazz.
And they got OKC at home.
OKC at home.
Which might not matter.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a shot of going 3-1. They got a shot of getting in that the playoff.
I mean, that first game is, how many games into the season is that? Maybe 13, maybe? Just guessing if we're talking October 23rd. Less. It's probably less than that.
That's about right. Like in a month, you play about 15 games.
Get a feel for, you know, what the Kings are. I am excited, though, to walk into the arena. Like, it is, it's a cool, like, you know, they did a very, very good job of making those cup games feel different, feel like something. And I know when we showed up, you and I, we walked in together. We walked into that lower bowl together as the game was being played. I think we must have wrapped up KSFM stuff, came to the arena, and we walked in. And there was an immediate, whoa, this is different.
Yeah.
There's a different energy. There's obviously a very different look. There's a different feel to that game. And whether it's a placebo effect or what, it hit.
Yeah.
And it made those moments exciting.
Yeah, it was on and popping. We did not go to the NBA Cup games last year. Do you remember what happened?
We did. Say that one more time.
We did not attend the NBA Cup game last year. Do you remember what happened?
The NBA Cup game.
The game, why we didn't. There was also something else going on that night. That was crazy.
Were we watching a game backstage somewhere?
Yes.
What? Help me out.
Anderson Paak.
That was Tyson and
Tyson and Paul.
Tyson and Paul.
And De'Aaron.
That was De'Aaron 60. We're 40 feet from the arena. We're standing outside in the freezing cold.
It was so cold that night.
Doing nothing. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to host this event. All right, cool. Get to the event. Not a lot for us to do. Hey, KC, you want to go grab some food? Like, we're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
Go to get some food. Come back. Hey, guys, we're here. Yeah, we don't really have anything for you to do.
I don't even know if we saw Complex that night.
Complex wasn't there that night.
That's what I'm saying.
He never showed up. He never showed up. We had absolutely nothing to do at an event we thought we were hosting. So we're downtown, and one phone is streaming the Tyson-Paul fight.
Yeah.
The other phone is streaming this ridiculous performance that De'Aaron Fox is putting on. And Kenny and I keep looking at each other like we're close enough. We can get there. Do you think we could get in with the door open? Is someone from the media still there? Is security still there? And we wound up watching the end of that game and the end of that fight.
Yeah.
Dude, huddled up, shivering.
So that game, that Kings game, I forgot the exact situation, but help me if this is how it went down. Somebody was hurt, something happened, and we were like, Michael, start Keon here. And he started Alex Lynn. And we were like, what are you doing? I think the Kings go down. We check the score again. Kings go down like 20.
That's right.
And we're like, bro, are
I remember
for real?
We were walking to the front for something, and I don't remember what it was, but we were walking towards the entrance. By the time we walked back, Kingsworth within like two.
Yeah, and we're like, De'Aaron's got 47. What? What?
What is happening? Yeah, that was a tough game to miss. And the circumstances for why we missed it made it way, way worse.
And we went to Doko before as the game was starting. It was like, damn, it's kind of popping over here. Tyson and Paul were playing at Tom's Watch Bar below. Like, Doko was popping on that Friday night. Like, we got to go back to the rail yard. Oh, man.
Oh, we got to
Ironically enough, the little Anderson Pack thing actually was pretty cool.
No, he killed it.
Yeah.
It was just freezing.
It was hella cold.
It was so freaking cold.
It was hella cold.
It was awful.
I had the bubble jacket on that day, and I couldn't have been happier.
It was awful.
Good times. Well, nobody's going to stop us from these NBA Cup games.
No, they definitely won't, especially a Friday night one with Oklahoma City. Man. Yeah, we in there. I actually didn't look too much at the, because I knew one of the first communications alerts I got was the cup. And it was like, because we speculated yesterday, well, we got NBC, we got some, you know, the opening day, we got all that stuff. We were probably going to get Amazon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I saw was the cup games. And I thought, oh, yeah, we already knew that was happening. Mm-hmm. We knew the cup was on Amazon. So I didn't really take the time to look at the Prime Video games. That sounded weird. the Prime Video games.
It's like Nick Kurtz.
Nick Kurtz.
Video
game. But shout out to Boston. They made it.
They did.
We've got a Celtics sighting.
They did. You're right. Prime Video. I was thinking ESPN, but yeah, they on Friday.
Yeah, Celtics Knicks.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna be super tapped in for that. Catch Derek White, Anthony Simons, Jaylen Brown, Sam Hauser, and Nemias Keita starting that day.
Okay. So what are we doing? Are we talking like Boston's not good?
They'll be a top eight team.
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not top six. The East is kind of
I don't even know what to expect from Anthony Simons. He's just kind of like, oh, you're here, okay, like fine, you could start. But it's like the starting center situation is kind of gross. Like, I love Nemias Keita, but the guy doesn't really play defense yet or anything like that. Mm. He's more of he's gonna get rebounds and catch these lobs. We'll see what 1A Jaylen Brown looks like, finally taking his own team, and I'm curious to see what Derek White looks like when there's not two superstars next to him.
Mm.
Not trying to hate, but just more so, all right, now the focus is on you, so what are you going to do?
Okay. You're the expert. There are not there's not seven better teams than Boston in the East. Cleveland, like, I'm not minimizing Tatum at all. But I'm not saying they're finishing one. But I'm propping up the rest of this basketball team. It's a good basketball team.
Their big
man
situation is horrible, though.
I'm going New York. I'm going Cleveland, Orlando. I'm gonna go Milwaukee.
And top eight is probably at worst for them, I think. Well, like, they'll be a playoff team. Maybe they can be top six, but they're not. They'll take a step back.
No, Detroit. I'm going Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit will be better. They should be better.
Five.
They'll
be better than the Celtics. They may not leap the way everybody thinks they will, but they'll be better than the Celtics.
All right.
It also depends on what you feel about.
I'm going no. Well, okay. So let me ask this then. What happens with Indiana?
Indiana actually probably still going to be good.
Indiana,
they'll be good.
Indiana being good, but Boston being bad.
Whoa! I said they'll make playoffs.
I think
they'll be around the same. They'll be around the same, where it's just kind of like they'll be decent, but it's like they're not title contenders.
Wait, who's around the same?
Like the Pacers and Celtics. I feel like Siakam. You got good players on the Pacers.
Oh, you mean they'll be around the same
tier, like same tier. Those two guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think Boston 7 or 8. That's playing playoffs. Like, I think they'll be there. I don't think they'll be
Orlando
down there with Charlotte.
Orlando was the 7 last year at 41 wins.
That sounds about right for Boston. 41 right. to 44.
Look, I'll be an intern. I don't know ball.
I think I don't want to say 41.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Well, it's just there's a lot of. I can't buy that center, what they have at center, and I can't buy Sam Howell. Like, he's a really good off the bench 3-point shooter. Now he's going to start, right? He's expected to start, I guess, at the four.
Are they trying to move Anthony Simons or not?
Depends what day you
ask. I can't tell if what I'm reading is real or not.
It literally depends, I think. Brett, the way Brad Stevens runs that team is if you offer him the right deal, he'll make the deal. But he's not going to rush to it. I think they're comfortable having Simons on the team, but also
so that's
there's
what I
probably
thought.
Something where it's like if there's something else, picks, whatever, so be it.
I want to open this.
I think they should hold on to him.
I think so, too.
Think Simons? To
yeah.
I'd train him.
I mean, he's
picks.
An expiring anyway, so if the whole thing is to shed salary. Well, now, I understand that.
Yeah. Especially with this year.
I understand the idea that Jesse's talking about, like, if you can get picks for him. Because
you were supposed to get a couple seconds with him coming to Boston for the Jrue Holiday thing, but I think Brad tried to swindle them or something like that, where Jrue was a little bit more hurt, so they had to take those picks off.
Maybe once you win a title, the objective afterward isn't, well, we're still a good team. Mm-hmm. It's like you're either a championship team or you're not.
Or you're finding
like it's
how
the Warriors, right? Like,
game.
Yeah, it's where the Warriors aren't trying to, I mean, I know Steph says play competitive basketball. They're not trying to build a basketball team that makes the playoffs. They're trying to build a basketball team that wins a championship. And I understand every team is trying to build a team that wins a championship. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of other teams, for the Detroits, for the Orlandos, there's a build to that. The only team that didn't have a build was Oklahoma City. It was like, hey, they might be a title contender. Oh, look, they won a title. They won a championship.
They are.
But, like, maybe to your point, Brad looks at this like, well, we're not winning a championship without Jason Tatum.
That's exactly.
We're shedding this salary, so whatever happens this year happens, but we know we're not winning a championship.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.